This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon you all. I want to tell you who is watching, congratulations. Congratulations on any endeavor that you have accomplished. Congratulations on an endeavor that you did not accomplish, but you worked hard to get it. We should be individuals that congratulate each other, that look at the good things that people are doing and appreciate them. The word congratulations, or being a congratulating person to others, is known as al-bishara. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be bashiran wa nadhiran wa da'iyan ilallahi bi'idnihi wa sirajan muniran. For the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be bashiran, one that calls to good and congratulates people, and nadhiran, the one that warns people of disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So being someone that is bashiran, someone that congratulates people, gives them glad tidings, this is husnul khuluq. This is from a characteristic of someone that has great manners. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would congratulate people that embraced Islam. So Thumamah ibn Uthal was one of the individuals that tried to kill the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him. And if we look at his story, when he was trying to find him, some of the companions captured him and tied him to the pillars, one of the pillars of the mosque. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came and gave him 3 days. Whereupon Thumamah, within these 3 days, he saw how the companions were treating the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. The Prophet let him go. And when he decided to leave, he left, he came back, and he embraced Islam. Whereupon he told the Prophet ﷺ, your people were the most hated people to me. Your country was the most hated country to me, but now it is the most beloved. Whereupon the Prophet ﷺ congratulated him because he was on his way to go to Mecca to perform some polytheistic practices. Whereupon this happened and his life changed. He asked the Prophet ﷺ, what do I do now? Do I go to Mecca and make Umrah? فَبَشَّرَهُ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَأَمَرَهُ أَنْ يَعْتَمِرَ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam congratulated him and ordered him to make Umrah. In another narration, he said, لَا تَثْرِيبَ عَلَيْكَ الْيَوْمَ يَا ثُمَامَ إِنَّ الْإِسْلَامَ يَجُبُّ مَا قَبْلَ. He said, there is no worry or no blame upon you today, Thumamah. Verily, Islam relinquishes everything that comes before it, encouraging him, congratulating him on the best choice that he ever made. Let's be people that congratulate one another, give glad tidings to one another, and show the graciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon them and upon ourselves. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.